2-2 pitch. Line drive to deep left. This ball is out of here. 3-run home run, Joe Carter. And the Toronto Blue Jays are the world champions of baseball for the second straight year. A 3-run home run in the bottom of the ninth by Joe Carter, who's being mobbed at home plate.
That was not a good moment for Phillies fans. 28 years ago, October 22nd, 28 years ago, Joe Carter hit that home run, and I was there, and I couldn't believe it. Mitch Williams couldn't believe it. The Phillies couldn't believe it. But people right now would be happy just to get in the World Series. Yesterday, October 21st, was the 41-year anniversary of the Phillies winning the World Series. And that was certainly a great moment. It's going to be a few years, at least a few years, before the Phillies get back to a World Series. But, hey, listen, we just move on in this town. James, you're on WIP.
How you doing, King? The man that never had a bad day in his life.
That is correct.
King, listen, we got to stop looking for perfection out of our sports teams. And I say that because when we win, we find something wrong. When we lose, we find something wrong.
We're not looking for perfection. We're just looking for them to do the right things, to play better, to really have a chance.
I got you. And I want to say this, right? I believe I got the solution to this Ben Simmons thing once and for all.
Oh, no. Let's hear it.
My solution is, if you say sports is a business, then treat it like a business. Start suing these players for breach of contract, for not honoring their contract. Take your money back.
Well, they're not.
You gave them,
well, they did. They did, but now it's a delicate situation because he started with back tightness. So that was debunked because the doctors looked at him and said, you're fine. And then he started with the... he's not mentally prepared to play at the level that he wants to play. That's such a bogus, around the corner, kind of touching on a mental health issue.
I'm going to tell you why.
It's ridiculous.
I'm going to tell you why I believe it's a little truth to that. Because who's scared to shoot jump shots? Who's scared to shoot foul shots? That has to be some kind of mental block in there that stops them from doing it.
Oh, wait a minute. When you go in, do you tell me a batter that goes to the plate in a World Series game or a playoff game isn't a little anxious, doesn't have a little anxiety when you're facing a pitcher? It's got an ERA of 2.5 runs a game that throws 98 miles an hour. You don't tell me there's a little anxiety, but because that's your job. That's what you do. That's why they pay you the way they pay you. That's what happens. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have mental illness. But just to say you're afraid to shoot a jump shot, has he done anything to make that better? Has he seen any medical help? No. Mm-hmm. Has he worked with the coaches? No. Has he done anything to improve his foul shooting? No. No. The pity party has got to stop.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I'm not defending Ben Simmons because he's wrong as two left shoes, so I'm not defending him. The person that makes me know...
Maybe if he wears two left shoes, he wouldn't think about taking a jump shot. You know, just take a shot from 12 feet.
And I agree with you. But better yet,
how about dunking a basketball and not worry whether you're going to get fouled?
Fouled or not, right. I agree with you. Embiid should have had the surgery so that way we'll know that.
Yeah, this is going to go on. Yeah, this is going to go on. This is just, he's not doing all the right things. And he bailed it. He's two-faced, too. First, Ben's disrespect the team. Then he's not going to babysit. Then I don't care about that, man. And last night, hey, we just got to support our brother. Bull crap.
I understand that. The person that made me, I have one, but I'm going to change it real fast. The person that annoyed me the most is Andy McPhail.
That's actually not bad. He is annoying. He is more McPhail. I call him Andy McFailure.
That's what he is, Andy Nuke failure. Okay. He did nothing to improve the.
You know what? I'm putting you in the mix. What do you think's going to happen to the Eagles tomorrow?
I think the Eagles going to win. I think they're going to win every game. I'm an Eagles fan. I've been an Eagles fan since.
What do you mean everything? What's everything?
No, I said every game.
Oh, okay. You think you're going to win every game?
No, I think that every time they play, I think they're going to win.
Oh, okay. I see what you're
saying. I don't ever think they're going to lose until they lose.
Yeah,
but I think they can be. I think that, see, we looking for our coaching staff and our quarterbacks are going through growing pains right now. We should have expected this when they hired him. Even if they would have hired Josh McDaniel or whoever, there still would have been some
Josh
growing pains.
Josh McDaniel's a stiff.
I know. I'm just throwing that out.
I'm putting you in the mix for McPhail, all right? I do think the Eagles are going to win tomorrow. We'll see what Mark Lawrence thinks coming up shortly. Jerry, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. Listen, I've been watching the Eagles. I haven't asked for Sirianni to be fired yet. I haven't asked for Hurts to be dumped yet. I'm starting this week is when I evaluate. I figured all the players are back, all the injuries, all the drama, the learning curve. Starting tomorrow, which I do think they'll play a good game, and they definitely will run. Probably the first play. If I was a bettor, you know, in Vegas, first play is going to Sanders. You know, that's a definite.
You know what? Here's why I don't think so. Because everybody expects they're going to run the ball more. I think the first play will be a short pass to one of the backs, and then they'll run the football. Here's one of my thoughts, and I mentioned to somebody from the Eagles. He says, yeah, you might make a good point. When you have Tom Brady or you have Justin Herbert or you have Aaron Rodgers or any of the really, really good quarterbacks, if you run the ball early and you still have third and long, you know that quarterback's most likely going to get you that third and six or third and seven, as Brady did against the Eagles in that Thursday night. You don't have the same confidence with Jalen Hurts in third and long. So I don't know if that plays into it, and the Eagles know they have to run the ball more, but they got to score a touchdown, be the first one to score a touchdown, so they're not playing from behind the whole time, and that's part of it too. So.
Well, we'll see. I still go with the first play to Sanders. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Who's your most aggravating player?
Oh, this one goes back. He could be Simmons' cousin or brother. He's his football equivalent. We were so excited to see Nnamdi, you think. He's as soft as Simmons. He could be his co-driver. He could serve the ice cream on the ice
Nnamdi
cream
truck. Nnamdi Asamoah?
Yeah, he could serve the ice cream. He was so soft, disappointed.
He was aggravating, but I don't know if he's stuck in our minds like a lot of other people. But it's a good attempt. I'll put you in, but I don't know that that's going to win. But I appreciate the effort. All right, let's Dez, you're on WIP.
Hey Howard, thanks for taking my call.
No
problem. Howard, listen, I'm listening to Gilio and Ike yesterday, and I mean, I was smiling, I was happy. The bandwagon against this Simmons bum, you know, bashing him, and then all of a sudden it switched to this mental illness nonsense.
I know.
You know what happened? Was there like a memo that went through the station or something?
Well, Ike overdid it, I think. And I was on with those guys at 4 o'clock on whatever day this all. I don't even remember what day it is anymore. Oh, at Thursday.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, Thursday, and he starts with this. Well, how do you know he doesn't have mental issues and anxiety? When we get up in the morning, are you going to tell me we go through every week and don't have some anxiousness about our jobs, about the day ahead? This is nonsense
to pin it.
It's disrespectful to the people that really have mental issues. Disrespectful.
Yeah. It is.
And I'm sensitive to that, too.
His mental illness is depression because he doesn't practice and learn how to shoot a basketball.
He doesn't try to get. Jason Kelce was great this week. You know, it's not a hard town to play in if you do the things and you show the people that you're trying to get better. Ben Simmons doesn't try to get better.
Show some heart.
Well, wait, he's got to see the wizard for that and some courage. All right, who's your most aggravating player?
And it's right along. He reminds me of the same person. He was here very shortly. I was a big fan of his, and after he came to the Sixers briefly, I couldn't stand him. It was Chris Webber.
Yeah, he's not going to win, but...
I know he's not, but I just...
But I remember that. That was... I don't like to rip Billy King that often, but that was one of the worst trades. Wish Chris Webber was done. D-O-N-E, done. Done. I can spell a four-letter word. I can spell another four-letter word, too, which I want to use when I talk about Ben Simmons. Bleep him. That's not four letters, but you know what I'm talking about. 215-592-9494. We'll take some more calls after Mark Lawrence, who's coming up after a short little break. WIP Sports Time, 937.